shotglassdigital.com.
Rebel Force Radio is brought to you in part by Little Debbie Snacks, bakers of all galactic goodness, like mini donuts, Star Crunch, cosmic cupcakes, cosmic brownies, nutty bars, and much more. It's all about celebrating your love of a galaxy far, far away. And Little Debbie is the fan's choice for all those sweet moments. Little Debbie, official snack of Rebel Force Radio, Rancho Obi-Wan, and fans around the galaxy.
Rebel Force Radio presents...
Hey! Welcome to the Rebel Force Radio Celebration Anaheim Kickoff Bash! We are so happy you guys made it out here. You guys know this guy standing to my left, don't you?
Yeah, I'm Steve Dawson, ladies and gentlemen. Big honking Steve.
Oh, my Lanta. No? Mr. Jason Swank.
Yeah. I did think if I was a couple more minutes late that I would be replaced by Steve Glosson.
And hey, Star Wars fans, I'm Jimmy Matt. And we are so psyched and pumped about what's going to be going down here in Anaheim over the next few days. And we're so happy you guys could be here with us. Who's heckling already? Who's heckling? This guy. Cut him off. Cut him off. No, seriously, though, we're so happy you guys all made it with us.
And look, all of our listeners in one room.
This is every. You guys think this is everyone? These are the listeners who count. These are the Star Wars fans who made it to Anaheim to say it loud and say it proud. Star Wars is forever, right?
How many of you guys, how many out there, this is your first celebration? It's amazing. What do you think so far? Has it even started yet?
No, it starts now, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it starts now. And of course, with every Star Wars celebration or any big Star Wars convention that you find Rebel Force Radio at, we have a guest that we always kick things off with. You guys know him. He is a friend of Star Wars fans everywhere. Stephen J. Sansweet. Rancho Obi-Wan. Sansweet. Stephen J. Sansweet. He wrote the Star Wars vault and the encyclopedia too.
You know, I remember just being a kind of a, you know, that the tweener, right? And you remember Star Wars.
He lives at
Hold on.
Rancho. I'm about to get Obi-Wan.
I'm trying to get
you
sentimental
should
here.
Go there if you love Star Wars too.
So I go into the bookstore, and this is of course after Return of the Jedi. This is like in the late 80s. And there's nothing Star Wars anywhere except Steve's book in the Walden Books at the mall. From concept to creation, I believe that was
concept
the book.
Concept to screen to collectible, yeah.
Yes.
That was the first book. Yeah.
And you were carrying the torch even then and keeping the flame burning bright for Star Wars fans.
And boy, have I gotten burned. Oh, no. I can't believe how many people this is the first celebration for, which is very exciting. When we started Star Wars Celebration back in 1998, the first one was in 99, and my boss first came to me and said, hey, can we get some sort of a fan thing together to get people excited about episode one? Because people weren't excited after that trailer came out. Holy shit. So I said, well, yeah, what did you have in mind? He said, well, let's do five different cities on the same weekend and we'll do... I said, Jim, we can't do that. Oh, well, how about we do five shows each weekend in five... Jim, we can't do that. Let me talk to the fan club. And so Dan Madsen, who really carried the torch for Star Wars for so long...
Sure did.
Dan and I talked, and we finally came up with the idea that became Star Wars Celebration. And it was the first and almost the last. Anybody here go to Star Wars, the first Star Wars Celebration? It is the mudstock of Star Wars fans. And we had so many problems, and you know what? Nobody gave a damn. because it was the sense of community and the sense of camaraderie among Star Wars fans which has kept this franchise alive all of these years. That's why we come to this. Yeah, it's going to be really cool. You are not going to believe what you're going to see tomorrow and over the next 4 days. You're going to get some really incredible previews of Episode 7, see some really cool stuff. Not that I know that for a fact. I've peaked.
It's happening. It's happening.
It's happening. So starting tomorrow morning, so if you can't get into the Kathleen Kennedy and J.J. Abrams, you know it's going to be streamed live. You'll be able to look at it on your phones, on your iPads, on anything. And plus all the rooms. I'll tell you, at 7 o'clock tonight, the line was 2,500 people long.
Wow.
7,000 people can fit in the main stage. It's huge. It's the Anaheim Arena, and then there are four other digital stages that it's going to be piped, so you can still go over there. I'm taking away your show for it. But I am so excited. Make sure you visit the Rancho Obi-Wan exhibit.
Yes.
We have really done something different this time. This is our third celebration, and we're giving it back to the fans. This is about being inspired by the Force. And so it's Star Wars fan art and artifacts. And it's the most amazing collection from the late 70s up until today. You all have your Ewoking Dead figures because, I mean, this is, yeah. But, you know, amazing stuff. And you can't miss us because they put us right next to the Celebration store to make it easier for me to carry my bags over there.
Cha-ching.
Steve, I got to ask you, has there been the first Episode 7 collectible? What's out there? Is there anything you have in the...
He knows.
Okay.
I'll
level with you. There was an internal Lucasfilm auction. Every year we do a trivia contest at Lucasfilm. You know, I'm still an independent contractor for Lucasfilm. I retired full-time in 2011. I'm still a consultant. And we raise money for the AIDS and Breast Cancer Emergency Fund of San Francisco. We've raised
hundreds
of thousands of dollars over the last decade. And so Kathleen Kennedy added two items to the silent auction for this year's, in advance of this year's trivia contest. And they were two Episode 7 crew hats signed by Kathleen Kennedy, J.J. Abrams, Anthony Daniels, Peter Mayhew, John Boyega, Daisy Ridley, Oscar Isaac. Oh, yeah, Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford.
Oh! Ooh.
Those old guys.
Now, Mark wasn't there, so I'm going to get Mark to sign it this weekend.
Oh, please
but,
do.
Yes.
You know where he was, right?
Where?
Tashi Station picking up power converters!
So that's one of the early items. You can't go against this guy. How do you put up with him? Thousands of miles away. They live in different cities, different states. Otherwise, this team never would have worked.
Never.
Believe me. So
you have it. This hat.
I. There were two of them, and I bid. My bid on my. I won the first one, and my bid was just very hard to figure out.
Said your accountant.
$1,218.15. Let's see.
12, well, 18, 15.
$1,215. December 18th, 2015. Marcus,
that's
of course, Marcus, you would know. Yeah. So, yeah, and then the second hat, which wasn't quite as nice, people went crazy and they bid way more than that. But it all went to the AIDS and Breast Cancer Emergency Fund. So that was great.
So it's in the collection now? You have it?
Actually, it's here in my... never mind, I won't tell you where it is. But yeah, I brought it for Mark to sign it. And so I'm very excited to get his
Well, of course, you're going to be officiating the Rancho Obi-Wan exhibit, but you're going to be officiating something else here at Star Wars Celebration.
Something
right?
else? Did I forget something?
You may.
Oh, yeah.
Can I have a sip? Is that water still there? Down there?
We got dirty dishes laying around here on the stage.
Yeah,
what's going
do.
On?
We are going to be having the first ever marriage on the floor of Celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And the couple is right here. Let me introduce John and Melissa. Come on up.
All right.
So let me ask you guys a question. So when did you ask Melissa if she would marry you?
It was this Monday.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you thought a lot about it here,
yeah.
I see.
So I got this message.
And she said yes. Thank God, we've only been preparing this for about 6 months behind the scenes. I said, are you sure she's going to say yes? And he said, well, she sort of wants to do it. So, yeah, I think
that's how I got my wife. Yeah. She sort of wanted to.
So John is a fellow collector and a Star Wars fan, and Melissa is understanding and a codependent.
Yes. Now, I do appreciate you marrying us, but if I tell you this, I still want you to marry us. That I have a Star Wars room in the upstairs of my house. Everything I have is open and played with.
That's why I buy two of everything.
Yeah, let's hear it for people. Rip those cards off the bubbles off the cards, and you tear at it like you're an otter. I remember you from Orlando, sir. And you're marrying him?
Yeah.
Oh, well. No, he was well behaved at the previous celebrations, too.
I don't buy that at all.
Wait, say that again?
No, I don't buy that at all.
He kind of came in the middle of the wild years there, yeah. So I got an excuse. So.
Yeah.
I'm all settled down now, though. It's all good.
All right. That's what we all say. So
when is the big event?
So the big event, this is great taking away the mic, because then he can't sing at me anymore. He did that once. I think our very first interview in Chicago at, what was that awful convention?
Well, after you said that,
let's not say. It run by another company. But anyway, and so he comes up to me, and it was my birthday, just happened to be over, and he starts singing, and his son, who was then how old?
Michael was probably 7 or 8 back then.
He ran so far away from Jimmy Mac. Dad!
He hasn't been seen since,
God.
Actually.
Oh, so, and I made Jimmy to promise never to sing again, but obviously, that's Jimmy.
Good luck with that.
Steve Sansweet likes to write Star Wars books. Ba, 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 Rancho Obi-Wan, go there.
Well, I do want to say that consultant or no, full-time, retired, it doesn't matter. It's not a Star Wars celebration. It's not a Star Wars convention. It's not a new Star Wars movie until Steve Sansweet says it is.
What do you think, you're an Ewok?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Speaking of worthy, I want to show you the most blingiest lanyard this was a gift to me today from the wife of the amazing Japanese artist Tsuneya Sanda. And Sanda-san created all of these icons of Star Wars characters, and she did this as beadwork on a loom.
It's gorgeous.
So
gold and silver and black.
I don't even wear rings, but I am Mr. Bling this convention. So.
Mr.
So,
Bling's in the house!
So I just thank you all for coming. You're going to have an amazing time. 4-day tickets have sold out. This is already going to be, we know, the largest Star Wars convention and celebration ever. I want to give you a caution, though. When you go into the Celebration store, if you're interested in those collectible pins, head for that rack first, because this evening when they opened it to the Jedi Knights and Jedi Master ticket holders and some of the exhibitors, have you ever seen that scene from Day of the Locusts? I must admit that I was literally there. There was like 1 2-pack left, and it was like on the bottom. And there I go, and I said, I've got to get it.
So now he's on his hands and knees, crawling across the floor.
Crawling.
I got it.
And he got it. He got it.
I got it. So, yeah, it's worth crawling for. What the heck? But they got plenty more, and they're going to put them out tomorrow. So, yeah, it's they've got some interesting stuff in there. But even more fascinating stuff, the Rancho Obi-Wan exhibit.
Yes. So. You got to check it out.
So come and visit. Say hello. I'll be signing autographs. You know, I never charge for autographs. So come by. And the whole show is amazing. It's huge. The floor is huge. The panels are incredible. So it's going to start at the top, and it's never going to let go. Guys, thank you very much. I'll give you a show.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you. We love Steve Sansweet.
Steve
and the hits
Sansweet.
Oh, come on, come on.
Oh, wait, I got one. Sansweet. Stephen J. Sansweet. Da, 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 da. Rancho Obi-Wan. Da, 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 da. Obi-Wan!
Anybody here been to Rancho Obi-Wan?
Yes.
Taking the official tour. Is it not the most incredible thing? It's like Star Wars Celebration is open all the time.
It's great. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
It sure is.
Stephen J. Sansweet, he charged me $25 for an autograph. I don't know what he's saying. Oh, he signs for free.
He says it's free. Since when?
I was like, you know, he was in episode one. If you freeze frame just at the right moment, you'll see him standing there on Naboo at the end.
He's got the robe on.
Yeah, he's canon. He's G-level, man. He's Steve Sansweet. We have other Steves in the house, including our guest of honor.
Yeah, Santa Claus.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know him. Vocal talent from Star Wars The Clone Wars. Vocal talent from Star Wars Rebels. Friend to Star Wars fans everywhere. He's a guy I call a philanthropist. Because of all the great things he does for Star Wars fans. And you're going to see that in action right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome to the stage again our guest of honor, Stephen Stanton.
All right, Stephen.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, you guys made it. Greetings, Star Wars fans.
Ah, oh, there it is.
You may fire when ready. Or as Uncle Morala would say, have a cup of Old Spice and some circus peanuts.
What about the sauce?
Oh, yes, try the sauce, Jimmy Mac.
You gotta love the sauce.
Well, he hasn't shown up in Rebels yet. I think it's about time.
I think it's long overdue.
Him and Colonel me, Bergascon. I know there's some detractors out there to the colonel, but...
What do we say? We say, lay off the gas.
That's right. Well, Jimmy coined that phrase, lay off the gas.
Lay off the gas. Hashtag.
You know, there was a discussion. Dave Filoni had a discussion with me a while back about the future of Gascon. I guess they've been talking about him up there at ILM. And they said, you know the scene... in the beginning of Star Wars, where Peter Cushing comes in with Darth Vader, and they sit around the conference table, and everybody's sitting there, all the Imperial officers, and that one chair with its back to the camera that you can't see who's sitting in it, way down, sitting in that chair. I'm just saying, that's what they told me.
Prove him wrong. Just prove him wrong.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I say.
Wow, we are so glad to have you with us, and you certainly have kind of, you've redefined, I think, in some ways what it is to be an ambassador for Star Wars fans, and you've been so accessible over social media and all of that, and created just a great fan following, so we really appreciate everything that you do for us as fans, and making sure that you're there to answer questions, and be there for all of us.
Well, you know, I thank you. I appreciate not only Rebel Force Radio, you guys, what you guys do, because you are the conduit between the art of Star Wars and the audience of Star Wars.
Just a couple of guys in a basement.
Exactly. But I'm especially appreciative of everyone out here, because without an audience, the show doesn't exist. And
that's
thank
right.
You guys for...
That's for sure.
You know, a lot of work goes into everything we do. A lot of people, you know, when Clone Wars first came out, they just, oh, it's an animated cartoon. And, you know, they didn't know what kind of sort of blood, sweat, and tears would go into it. But trust me when I tell you that there is a lot of all of those components that go into each and every episode of both the Clone Wars and now Star Wars Rebels. And we have... there's a lot of like hemming and hawing about the, are we doing it right? Are we saying the right thing? Should this character say this word? Do you know, cross this out, do something else? You know, there's a lot of because there's so much history of Star Wars, everyone knows there's a lot of pressure on us to do it correctly. So we're always glad when it goes over well.
So what do you guys think? Are they doing it right?
Yeah! I think they're doing it right.
So Stephen, as our guest of honor, we would like to pay a little tribute to you. And what we have here is this cool little book. And in this book is all kind of good stuff written about you by many of the people here in attendance tonight.
Really? Thank you.
So we have it right here. Pictures.
Oh, I'll hold on to it here. Thank you very much, everyone, if you sign this.
We're not going to let you look at it yet because we're still passing it around.
All right.
Well, come on, the party's happening now, right? Lay off the gas, you say?
Lay off the gas, you know. If you got any comments about Gascon, keep them clean, you know.
Now, of course, we did mention before you came up here that you do so many generous things for Star Wars fans. You are the Phil and Fanthropist.
That your son came up with that.
Yeah, he did. You listen. Yeah.
I've heard your show.
Nice.
I've heard it. Yeah. You guys don't know what it's like to be on with these two. There's a pre-show that happens barely beforehand where you're supposed to do a certain thing, and then all of a sudden the show starts, and all that just goes right out the window. Am I right?
Well, that's true. That's true, yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
So, but you did something great, something that we didn't dream in 1,000 years would happen on the show. You started to give away 4-day passes to this event, Star Wars Celebration Anaheim, which, by the way, 4-day passes, you can't buy them. It's sold out.
Yep.
And as a result, we asked people to tweet. What did we ask them to tweet? I support at Steven_Stanton.
That's it. I think that's the Twitter.
And at Rebel
Force
Radio.
Who's the guy without the underscore? Do we know who that guy is?
I don't know. You
never know who we can put you on.
Squatting on that.
I hear his first name is Moralo.
Uncle Moralo.
So, and we also asked for voicemails. We wanted people to share stories about the other people in their lives, significant other people in your lives, who you share Star Wars with. Like, I share Star Wars with my sons. One of my sons asks me every day, who's your favorite Star Wars character today, Dad? Today was Savage Opress. Thank you for asking. We have added Clone Wars into the mix. For the longest time, it was just the films, but Clone Wars is now, in my opinion, an essential part of the Star Wars saga. Yeah, so we count it.
Well, thank you very much. Although I'm surprised, did Lobot ever come up as your favorite character? He comes up.
Lobot's a no-bot, sir.
Oh no! You got to show Lobot some love. He's my favorite character at least 20 times out of the year.
My favorite character at least 20 times out of the... Well, the reason I have to give a different answer every day is because he asked me when he was very young, Dad, who's your favorite Star Wars character? I said, son, I can't answer that. The answer will change every day. I can't possibly choose. How do you choose between Han, Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker? You can't choose. So it just became an ongoing thing where I have to give a different answer every day. And he'll call me out if I said Sice Noodles twice in a month. All right.
I'd call you out if you said size noodles twice in a month.
Oh, Snooty. I miss my sweet Snooty so much. Has anybody seen my Snooty? Where's my Snooty? What are you looking at?
You know, the fans of the Star Wars book club don't really like size noodles that much.
Well, you know what I think? Reading is for losers.
The opinions of Zero the Hutt are not the opinions of Rebel Force Radio or our affiliates or sponsors.
That's what I say. As for former President of the United States of America and a big fan of Yoda, I reject Sice Noodles as a favorite character of the day.
Oh, Snooty. She betrayed me.
But, So we. Where do you go from zero, right? Let's go from zero to 60 and bring up our two winners, our two grand prize winners,
yes.
Who we had on the show. First, we'd like to bring up Daniel Lane, Daniel, you're here? Yes? Where's Daniel?
Daniel is here.
There he is, our Daniel. Yes.
Now, we promised the winners would receive
in
the
costume.
Passes
Look at
delivered
this.
To them personally by Stephen Stanton, and we are following through on it right now. Mr. Stanton.
Yes.
Mr. Lane, please step forward. You are a star of the show right now. Oh, by the way, this is a podcast being recorded, so people all over the world will be hearing this. They hear you as we leave no fan behind. So I'm going to just turn it over to you, Mr. Stanton.
I do. I need the...
Here we go. Miss Kathy here, the lovely Miss Kathy.
May
delivering
I have the envelopes,
the,
please? And the lanyards. Now, you know, we were giving these tickets away. This was a group effort on our part. In addition to Rebel Force Radio, my managers, Dutch and Kathy, my good friend Rick Fitz, we all contributed to purchasing these tickets to raise awareness for the Starlight Children's Foundation, which is a great charity that works with kids that are in hospitals, terminally ill, long-term illnesses. There may be some people out there that have actually had some dealings with them. They do great things, and it's really easy to donate to them because you can do anything like buy little boxes of crayons or craft gifts or video games. All that makes children's stays in hospitals that much much more endurable.
Yeah.
So that was part of the reason why we really, really did this, and we wanted to just make sure that everyone got the word out about the Starlight Children's Foundation. So we want to thank everybody that tweeted about it, even if you didn't win, and spread the word. Thank you so much for helping spread the word.
And thank you for always giving back.
Absolutely. Daniel, you look a little Camelot-ish here almost, I was going to say.
Daniel is in full costume, by the way.
Can you guys see him?
He looks great.
Do you want to explain what what's because I'm a novice when it comes to Star Wars. So.
sure thing. This is a take on Darth Revan. I wanted to go with something a little custom. My wife and I actually came up with this idea for a nonprofit called Sabers for Smiles, in which we want to take sabers into children who have long stays in hospitals.
Sounds great.
And do a little Jedi trainer with them with these sabers, and then not only that, but leave one with them to keep.
That's very
and
sweet.
So for that, because I teach saber combat, I need something that I can move in. And this gear is something that I can actually move and play and fight and roll.
Very similar to the kilt.
Yes,
the
sir.
A warrior's cloth.
Well, do you want to bring your wife up here, too, and introduce her to us?
The lovely Elizabeth.
Hello.
Welcome.
Woo! Thank you.
Well, I wanted to thank you guys for participating in the contest, and here are your two four-day passes to Star Wars Celebration
and the lanyards.
Hold them up. One for you.
There we go. How cool is that?
It's amazing. Thank you so much. We're blown away. Absolutely blown away.
We appreciate you joining in the contest and sharing your story. Do you want to tell the little story, the voicemail that you left? I don't know if everybody heard it.
Why don't you, if they did, they remember it. Yeah.
Maybe the abbreviated version.
Just tell us the best part.
Yeah. All right. So my wife and I...
Just get to the best part.
Yeah. For our first kiss, we were sitting in my car in pitch black, and she leans in and puts her hand down on the center console where I had one of my lightsabers sitting, and she hit the activation for the lightsaber and turned my lightsaber on before kissing me.
Yeah! Daniel's a lucky man! He's got a woman who turns his lightsaber on for him. God bless you, Elizabeth. The force is strong.
I was really hoping this was some sort of metaphor, but it's actually a real lightsaber. Yeah. It's not.
It's a lot nerdier than what it sounds like.
There we go. The truth is out.
Rated PG-13.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much. I love what you guys are doing. It's an amazing cause, and anything we can do to help, let us know.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. That's Daniel and his lovely wife, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much.
The first of our two grand prize winners on Rebel Force Radio. And we did have a second winner. It's a young lady named Mia Macy. Are you here, Mia?
Yeah.
Wow, there she is! Just like that! She's here. Come over here, Mia. Oh, the fabulous Mia. So nice to meet you.
Good to see you too. Good to see you guys.
So where are you from?
Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Portlandia.
The rain, clouds.
So you seem pretty excited to be here.
Pretty cool.
I could feel the energy. Like
this is at the top. I was telling Stephen I had met last summer. I'd been to the White House, and I think this tops it. So yeah.
This is it's even more exciting than Powell's bookstore in Portland, Oregon.
No, nothing's more exciting.
Okay, I thought so. I was
people get buried there. That's a bookstore.
It's an amazing place.
Oh, talk about Star Wars.
They have
Let's
a Star
go.
Wars
they
section, you know.
Star Wars section in the world.
All right, yes. Let me stand between you two maniacs. So here's the moment of truth. This is the moment we've all been waiting for when Stephen Stanton proposes to the lovely man. Oh, wait. That was you guys. I'm sorry. I forgot.
Yeah, that was a whole.
It was those guys.
No, Morale Evol does not participate in matrimonial.
So here we have your 2 4-day passes plus the 2 4-day lanyards.
Thank you
the
so
Star Wars
much.
Celebration.
Thank you. And I just wanted to say for our two amazing hosts for your charity work that you guys do and getting the word out for Starlight and the amazing work you do for the charities. This really helps children, and this really does something at a time of need for a lot of families. So I'm very appreciative of getting these tickets. And thank you, everybody. So.
Yes, thank you. That's Mia. Thank you so much, Mia. Right this way. Oh, big hugs from Mia. That's awesome. But you know what's incredible is that after we gave away the... after we announced our winners on the show, and we had Mia and Daniel on with us live, Stephen was so touched by all the voicemails he heard you guys leave that he decided that all of our finalists would be winners. So tomorrow, in front of the convention center, you have, what, about another 10 people meeting you over there?
No, there's how many total more tickets are we passing out tomorrow? Is it 20-something?
Wow.
Because there's two people for each one. So we gave everybody that left... that Jimmy Mack put on the show. We couldn't. The stories were so great. They were so touching. There's no way that there could be any losers. So
that is awesome. You never cease to amaze me.
That's why it sold out, gang. We bought all the rest.
So true. But here's the giving is not over yet. You guys remember at the last celebration, we had a panel where we did a live podcast, and that's when Stephen debuted this amazing cosplay of Admiral Tarkin, his character from Star Wars.
I think it was only Captain Tarkin.
Oh, well, okay.
No, you got to get your facts right.
Well, listen.
You know, it's crazy.
This is the year 2015, and everyone knows he's an admiral by now, okay?
He's what now?
Is he a Moff yet?
Grand Moff.
He's a Grand Moff.
Grand Moff.
Grand
the
Moff
only
Tarkin.
Grand Moff.
It's a good thing he's not here to hear you say that, Jimmy.
You underestimate the power of the Force.
All right, so Stephen debuted. Read the book.
Who sitting on his nightstand.
Read the Tarkin book.
At least that's what he told the guy at Del Rey.
It is. I don't lie about things like that. Listen, I've read most of them, okay? So it's hard. You got Star Wars Celebration to prepare for. It's been a lot of work. We've been so much working so hard on Smuggler's Bounty. You guys have no idea how hard it works. It's going to be unbelievable. FJ DeSanto is here, who's co-writer of Smuggler's. Where are you at, FJ? I'm calling you out. He ran. There. Wait, no, he's not. He's split.
Went to another party.
But so Stephen introduced this Tarkin cosplay. It was incredible. He had this tailor-made Imperial uniform. It was just off
the
charts.
Yeah, the whole thing was, not only was the suit tailor-made, the headpiece, the wig, there's an amazing story behind that. Some of you probably saw the progress of that on Facebook while we were doing the pictures. We went to Linda Lee, the woman that does all the wigs for the Mad Men, all those retro hairstyles and all that stuff. And we gave her 150 pictures of Peter Cushing as a young man, from the 1950s. And they took a mold of my head, and they took real human hair. It came from Russia, from one person, so the color would all match. And they hand-threaded that all through the mesh. And it takes about a little over an hour and a half or whatever to get that thing on my head and glue it down.
Wow,
and all
it's
that
amazing.
Stuff. So I'd love to just wear it out You know, to go to the 7-Eleven, Ralph's grocery store.
In-N-Out Burger.
We actually did that at Celebration 6. Rick Fitz, who's standing over there.
Rick Fitz, ladies and gentlemen. Actor, you've seen him in everything.
Yes.
From Star Trek The Next Generation to Seinfeld to
And I'm going to say, four words here, and I don't want to hear any guff. Rick was in Star Trek Next Generation.
Yes.
And at Celebration 6, he bravely donned his Star Trek uniform to help raise money for the Peter Mayhew Foundation with the 501st and at the Shoot a Trekker booth. It was named Shoot a Trekker. So you could shoot Nerf darts at him. And after it was done, he and I went in costume to Publix and went shopping. And
I bet you got some
pictures
colorful
of that.
Comments.
Yeah, that's great. People were really kind of confused. They weren't sure what was going on.
All right, so let's stay on target. We're talking about how kind and generous you are, okay?
Got to get the quite backstory, nice. Jimmy.
You have all
people. Backstory, you know.
Stephen debuted this costume in our panel and was the hit of the convention. He hit the red carpet with the Clone Wars. He hit 7-Eleven. He was everywhere. And you guys, if you didn't see him there, you saw the pictures of him online. He looked phenomenal. Right? Right. Yeah. So we have chosen this moment here as we have reconvened for the next Star Wars celebration to, yes, officially retire the Tarkin uniform. That's right. So here we have it right here, as a matter of fact. It's here it is.
Now, it's not a sad moment, actually, because right now most of you don't really have the ability to see this thing because it's sitting in my closet most of the time.
Here we are. Yeah, it's all bagged up, and there's a patch on the bag.
Yeah, it's got the official
Tarkin patch. Here,
patch on there and everything.
See?
Yeah. Yeah, look at that bag. That is just that rich Corinthian leather, everything, direct from Coruscant.
So we're retiring the uniform. We have doused this bag in gasoline, and we're going to set it on fire right now in front of everyone. Yes! Fire, 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 fire.
Jimmy, that is sacrilege. These are Star Wars fans in here. You don't burn anything.
Dude, we're not doing that. I was totally joshing around. We are going to find a new home. Oops, this is a low ceiling. We're going to find a new home for this costume. So, Stephen, we'll just let you take it from here.
Okay, well, you know, when we were looking for a new home for this bag, we were actually contacted by a number of collectors from all over the planet, so to speak, because there are a lot of collectors. You know, as everyone knows, Steve Sansweet has his Rancho Obi-Wan in California. We talked to collectors in Japan, in Europe, in Germany, South America, and we realized there was one collector, a young collector, in what is commonly referred to in the United States as flyover country in the Midwest. And we felt that this...
Yeah, I roll my eyes at
yes,
that comment,
I know.
Sir.
Well, I didn't invent the term. I just. But you know, we thought, you know, there's a lot of collectors that have been around for a long time, and we wanted to give one of the new generation of collectors something to put in his collection so that, you know, years from now, when he's got his own sort of version of Rancho Obi-Wan, is opening it to the public, he has some choice things from way back when, way back in 2015. And this is one of the items. So I would like to welcome up on the stage a Star Wars collector who I've seen his collection. It's incredible. It fills his entire house. And that is the collection of Eric Pfeiffer.
Eric Pfeiffer. Yes, from the Chicago area. Northern suburbs of Chicago, Illinois. I've been to your house, Eric. I've seen every room of this beautiful four-bedroom suburban home, and it is packed with Star Wars stuff.
Yes, and I'm just beside myself right now receiving this Tarkin costume. It's, you know, with the amount of collectors that are out here right now, you know, I was chosen, so I cannot even tell you.
Well, I'd say we take it out of the bag one last time here and get a look at it. I'll let you hold on to the bag part of it.
You may fire when ready.
Ah,
that's Tarkin.
It is.
That's not Tarkin.
With the, it is a low ceiling.
Ooh, look at them
duds. Custom-made tunic. You know,
that's amazing.
Look at this fabric.
That
I feel like
is
I'm on
amazing.
The Price is Right, you know. Nick Bishop actually made from the 501st, made the badge and the code cylinders, gave those.
Yeah, Nick's here. That guy right there.
And,
we'll get to you later, sir.
We had some other accoutrement that went with this thing. When I was playing Tarkin on the floor, and oh, here it is.
Playing Tarkin on the floor sounds weird.
Floor celebration, walking around. You know, Tarkin doesn't really, he doesn't have a gun, he doesn't have a lightsaber, he doesn't have anything. He holds his hands behind his back.
His weapon is his cunning strategy.
Exactly. Well, we thought
and cheekbones.
Yes, exactly.
He's got amazing cheekbones.
He does. Well, yeah, there's a story behind that. we needed a prop. I needed a prop. So we got this tauntaun crop right here.
Ooh.
For keeping the tauntauns in line for the polo matches, you know?
All those polo matches on the Death Star.
And then in here were the Imperial gloves. I just make sure hopefully those will fit. And then the piece de resistance. And these things... Oh my God! If you've never worn riding boots, for other
oh look at those high
riding,
riders.
This was and this was an incredible situation with these boots. When I got these, I went to try them on, and I put my foot in the left one, and I was in extreme pain. And I'm standing there with Dutch, and I'm saying, "Take it off! Take it off! Take it off!" I'm like, "I don't know. There's something in there. There was a nail in the sole, been manufactured the wrong way. It just literally stuck me in the foot. I'm like, great. I have to walk around celebration the next 4 days with this nail.
That's why Tarkin looked at that expression on his face.
Exactly. It's a yeah, exactly. The slippers are much more less dangerous, you know. So anyway, that is the entire ensemble. The wig I'm keeping.
for those
the Russian guy
nights.
Wants the hair back.
Inside here is of course the Imperial belt, you know, the utility belt. So we have everything. So the whole thing is complete. All you need is the mannequin. I'm not coming over and standing there every day with the, you know.
Really? I thought that was part of the deal.
No. Dutch may have told you that, but I don't think that was part of the deal.
You don't come with this, huh?
No. So I think congratulations. I hope, you know, from years from now.
Very cool.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I hope sometime to make it out, actually, to PfeifferCon, your event. Sometime.
You are welcome to come anytime.
And I can,
anytime.
I can try it on anytime. I want to kind of revisit it.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely. All right. I'll just keep it nice and safe for you.
Yeah, and to use Woolite and not Downy.
I'm getting a giant glass case for it, so okay. It'll be perfect.
Eric Pfeiffer, thank you so much for stopping by. Kind of a funny thing. I've been to Eric's house, like I said. And he is now building up a pretty impressive collection of celebrity cosplay costumes. Because in addition to Stephen Stanton's Admiral Tarkin...
He's going to have this jacket in about 3 hours.
He's going to have Swank's jacket. And he also owns Adrian Curry's slave Leia bikini. Oof. Which he had... Yes. Ow! Ow!
That's fantastic.
Ow!
All right. Does it smell good?
But it's so cool.
No, Adrian Curry, not the Tarkin jacket.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was fun, man. So I need a break. I want to take a break.
Musical break?
I want to take a musical break. And I'd like to bring up a longtime friend of ours. We've been podcasting for, we're going on 9 years here, folks.
Yeah. I was just saying, we're old.
We're
Don't
not
you feel
old.
It?
We're not older. We're just longer. But seriously, it's 9 years. It's been a wild run. And Jason, your lovely wife, Deb, one time said to you, what in the world could you guys possibly be talking about for 2 hours every week? How could you talk about a movie that much?
Yeah.
Well, you figured out it. Huh?
Well, you figure how many hours of Star Wars entertainment there has been. And even back then... You know, there was enough to talk about. We never ever struggled for conversation. Jimmy Mack, he'll put together these notebooks and he'll have story after story after story, and he'll say that he's.
Go ahead, Gene.
You're afraid that we don't have enough stuff to talk about every week.
No, I'm not stuff afraid to we don't.
Well,
have
you know,
stuff. I just put right. too much stuff into the show.
We do. Yeah, Stephen was saying, do we worry about that?
Yeah, you guys worry about not.
Well, not when you're coming on the show. We don't for sure.
We know
but
you're bringing all along
we
a lot
have
of people.
Enough, and we could go on for hours.
You could do a marathon one time.
A live marathon.
A live marathon.
I'm lucky I get swanked for 2 hours a week. Are you kidding me?
Well, it's true. Hey, you know what? Before we go on, we do want to take a moment
And thanks, Stephen. I think we all, as Star Wars fans, owe Stephen.
Yeah, how about
Stanley.
It? Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks
very much.
Great debt of gratitude.
Thanks very much. I hope everybody here has a fantastic time this celebration. This is going to be one, I've said it before, this is one for the history books. So
yeah,
you're very We're lucky to be already. Here. You're very lucky to be here.
And Stephen, if folks want to catch you over the next few days, where can they find you?
Probably in my hotel asleep after this, but we are going to be doing the 501st Bash. It's another charity event. Mm-hmm. Really? Are there some 501st members in the crowd?
I think we have a few.
And the great thing about the... Hi, Randa. one of the great things we're doing about that is we're doing, once again, raising money for Starlight Children's Foundation. And the way we're doing it now is that in front of the bash, we're going to have a table set up, and I have all the new official pictures of Tarkin from Star Wars Rebels, plus the one that we requested from Lucasfilm that they authorized for us, and that is Stormtrooper number 2, JTN-303, the guy that says...
And what's the line? What is it?
No, I kind of like it. And we also have a few other things.
No. I'm sorry.
Because
you did it wrong.
No.
You did it wrong. It sounds
he
like this.
Do it wrong?
It sounds like this. I kind of like it. Back to Steven.
That sounds like a Muppet.
That's just what I'm saying.
I kind of like it. Oh.
Hey. Now you got it.
It sounds like, you know, Ed Wynn or something like, well, you know, I kind of like it, Jimmy Mac. The Empire's always been good to me, you know. But in addition to those things out there, if people are interested in collectibles, that kind of stuff, we have the posters that I just got signed by Alan Ladd Jr. at his office. I went and met with him, and he signed some Star Wars posters for us. And... few other really rare pieces of artwork and a couple of other things that I don't think anyone else has seen before. So if you get a chance, that is at the, which hotel is it? The Marriott on Friday night. And like I said, if you want to just come by and just donate or pick up one of the new photos, we'd love to see you there.
Yes. All right. So thank you so much, Stephen Stan.
Thank you, Stephen Stan, Stephen ladies and gentlemen. We love him so much. And you'll be hearing more from Stephen on future episodes of Rebel Force Radio. So come on up. Oh, wait, Dutch is talking.
What?
Dutch, come on up here. I know. Come on up here. See? All right, Dutch is reporting that we just sold one of Alan Ladd's posters, so that's cool.
Going two left for the Alan Ladd posters. This is the guy that he greenlit the whole thing.
Yeah, that's right. If it wasn't for Alan Ladd Jr., we might not be here celebrating Star Wars.
He was behind, you know, Blade Runner and Alien and just the right stuff. When I was in his office the other day, this is really kind of cute. I'm sitting there and I'm looking at all the posters on the wall. Young Frankenstein, Chariots of Fire, Empire Strikes Back, the right stuff. And I said, I said, Alan, these are, every single one of these movies is a hit here. It's incredible. And he goes, I tried my best.
yeah, humble. All humble. Right. Humility is often the sign of greatness, if you ask
well,
me.
Well, thank you, Stephen.
Thank you
Stephen.
So much. All right.
Appreciate it.
Stephen Stan.
Make sure you.
All right. Now,
find Stephen later this weekend.
Now, back to that friend I was talking about. He's been joining us on our podcast for several years. He's an artistic talent that has. Hey, be quiet. Try to talk up here. What's the matter with you people? Jesus. Stephen Stanley is the sage. Everybody, Jedi Jones, be quiet. I'm trying to do a show up here. Call you out. But Randy Martinez, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him up here. Big
Randy.
Round of applause for him. Now, see, Randy not only being a legendary Star Wars artist, he is also a great musician. Oh, there it is. Oh, that's some bro love right there, isn't it? Big bear hug from Randy Martinez. And, of course, the lovely Denise Vasquez, another brilliant Star Wars artist, stand-up comedian, musician, and just a powerful woman on the scene. She's here and to cheer on Randy. Randy, at the last celebration, or no, God, this was a few years ago. This was in 2010, I believe, at Steve Stanton's Celebrating Celebration panel, which kicked off
Steve
the whole
Stanton's?
Stanton? Did I say Stanton?
Yeah.
I mean,
wow, he's
you know
everywhere.
I meant Stanton. I said there's too many Steves. Yeah, you are giving a lot.
Thanks for having me on.
You're giving so much. Steve Sand Sweets, Celebrating Celebration. I'm not editing this show either, so everybody's going to hear my mistakes. By the way, I do plan
I like
on
how
getting
we look
this
like
show
a couple
out.
Of hip-hop artists up here.
Yo, what's up, man? Yeah, hanging out at Star Wars Celebration. We are going to be having a big
declaration. There, I knew I'd find something that rhymed with celebration. But Randy performed this song on stage called Padme. We've played it a lot of times on Rebel Force Radio. And knowing that Randy would be here because he's a man of Southern California. Beautiful California. Yes. So Cal. Randy is going to delight us now with interpretation, a live interpretation of his famous song, Padme. And it's going to be awesome. So everyone just kick back, relax, and let's enjoy the musical stylings of Steve Stanton. No. Randy Martinez.
How do I follow that? All right. Anyways, thank you, everybody. Yeah, I got to get my guitar. Rhodey, please. Rhodey, my guitar. Everybody give a huge round of applause to Jimmy, Mac, and Steve Stanton. And Jay, no, I love these guys. They've been having me on the air, helping me promote my art and my brand and everything, and really appreciate you guys so much. They let me get on there and plug my booth. Booth number 1512, you guys, by the way, out here, if you guys want to get to it. Number 1512. Steve Stanton's going to be there. Trying to give away my artwork. I think I got about 5 inches on you. So. Anyways, thank you guys. But who was there at Celebration 5? You saw me play on stage there. Now, if you guys remember, it was a great experience, but there was one thing that made me sad, is that my lovely lady Denise Vasquez was not there to share the moment with me. She's the one who got me on stage, pulled me out of my bedroom back, well... That too. But anyways, she saw me play my guitar and she got me on stage for the first time. And it's always been a loss for me that she wasn't there. She couldn't be there. But she's here today, right here in front, dressed in this very sexy dewback skin dress. Snake skin dress to the rest of the world, but dewback skin for everybody here. But I want to thank you for everything you've done for me. And this song's for you. And I forgot to get a pic, so you guys get to look at my butt for a second. The pick of destiny. All right, so let's see. Thank you all the fans, by the way, for out there supporting, and those who bought my print, Darth Vader Beyond Borders, and those who are going to buy my print. Steve Stanton's already bought my print. Twice. All right, so also want to thank, where did he go? There he is, Scott Allen. He knew I was going to talk about him. He was my model for Darth Vader, that piece that is up there. I have the actual painting. And the funny thing, he wasn't wearing the Darth Vader outfit. He was completely nude. So it's really good to see you back in men's clothing again. So anyways, I'm going to shut up and sing the song. Are you guys ready? Wait, what? Oh, no, it's nice. The battery's low. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
All right, I said, you ready? Star Wars Celebration Anaheim, are you ready? All right, you think I'm a rock, but I'm going to get real slow here. This is called Padme. Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.
Think about you always, you're always on my mind. I know I'm not supposed to, but oh my, oh my. All I want is to be near you, no matter what it takes. I'd leave the Jedi Order. Break every rule that they can make. Break every rule there is to break. You know there's nothing I can't take. No, there's nothing I can't take from my Padme. Yeah. You turn me upside down. Whoa, my Padme. Yeah. Our love's gonna burn us to the ground. Oh, you know that I miss you. I'm feeling blue. And there ain't no nothing that can keep me away from you. Ain't nothing Count Dooku can do. And anytime I'm feeling blue, all I have to do is look at my Padme. Yeah. Turn me upside down. Whoa, my Padme, yeah. Our love's gonna burn us to the ground. Padme, yeah. Turn me upside down. Whoa, my Padme, yeah. Our love's gonna burn us to the ground. Remember running through the fields and kissing by the lake so real. Falling and we couldn't say no. Never let our feelings show. Now I've got to let you know that I'll never let you go. Now you know that I love you till the day I die. So how could I hurt you? I never meant to make you cry. And what I did, I don't know why. I never meant to be that guy. Now I'll never say goodbye to my Padme. Turn me upside down. Whoa, my Padme, yeah. Our love's gonna burn us to the ground. Padme, yeah. You turn me upside down. Whoa, my Padme, yeah. Our love's gonna burn us to, gonna burn us to, gonna burn us to the ground. The ground, burn us to the ground, burn us to the ground, burn us to the ground, Padme, yeah, Padme, yeah, Padme, yeah,
yeah. Randy Martinez.
Thank you so much, everybody. That album is on KTEL Records anywhere. No, it's not. I'm just kidding.
That was awesome. Randy Martinez. Be sure to visit his booth. Randy will be on the convention floor. You want to stop by the Art of Randy Martinez and see some really cool stuff. Right?
Right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, Randy. That's awesome. How you doing, Jason? Can you reach that?
All right, yeah, we'll try.
Do you need me to reach that microphone for you? It's a little high up.
How it's Warwick about Davis feels now.
But, wow, man, we're having a great time. And I can't believe we're actually here. It's like me and Jason have known that we would be hosting the behind-the-scenes stage for about a year and a half now. Yeah. So you can imagine that's a long time to be preparing for something. And of
to
course,
worry.
To worry. We did the worrying first in the prep work about 2 weeks ago we started. Yikes! But that's just kind of how these things
happen. I think we reversed that. That should have been 2 weeks of worry and a lot of prep.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I do want to let you guys know we have a killer raffle planned for after this podcast. And we have a ton of great stuff to give away. And, of course, we have Little Debbie here. We have Cosmic Cupcakes.
Where is she?
Right, right.
That's Little Debbie right there.
Cosmic cupcakes taste like Star Wars. If you're ever wondering what Star Wars tastes like, it's a cosmic cupcake. So we're going to be giving away 7 galactic snack packs in the raffle. Yeah. Courtesy of our friends at Little Debbie.
Look at all that.
Look at that. I mean, and we have boxes and boxes of Cosmic Cupcakes. So be sure to help yourselves. Cosmic Cupcakes for all my friends. And we're so happy you're here to have
Randy Martinez print also.
Randy, of course, we're going to be raffling off
right.
Randy's print. We have a prize pack from Dorkside Toys.
We got Dorkside.
Is any of our friends from Dorkside here? Steven? Anyone from Dorkside here? No. They wanted to be here. What? Who? Where? What? Where? That's Paul Bateman. We'll get to him. Paul Bateman. And Dorkside Toys.
Rancho. He's a member of the Dorkside, but not necessarily.
He's a member of our secret Jedi Council. We got Dorkside Toys. We got Rancho Obi-Wan. We have a complimentary membership and t-shirt package from Rancho Obi-Wan.
Her universe.
Her universe with awesome Vader Ahsoka t-shirts. How cool was it to see Ahsoka come back in Star Wars Rebels? You gotta be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. Did you guys see the video of my son insane kid reaction to it's viral. It's viral. I think that's fair to say it's viral. Delray Random House. These guys are the best. Star Wars books. Come on, who are we kidding? Our friend Eric Chernovice over there is a huge Star Wars fan and a huge supporter of Rebel Force Radio and Star Wars fandom.
And he's gonna be on our stage, the behind the scenes stage, Saturday. So make sure you drop by for that. We'll hear all the latest from Del Rey.
Yeah. And he brought a dozen copies of Lords of the Sith, the new hardcover. You'll be able to
it's
read
not
it
available.
Tonight.
You can't buy
you
it.
Win it. You can't buy it. It's not on store shelves.
Right.
But we have it. And so you'll have your chance to win that.
I have not read it already.
Yes. It's that new that Jason still hasn't read it. But we have that and a lot of other cool books. Courtesy of our friends at Del Rey. Norse Legion. Kevin Lyle.
Where's Kevin?
Is Kevin here? Where's Kevin Lyle? Is Kevin Lyle in the house?
He's like 9 feet tall.
Oh, wait, there. No, I don't see him. Everyone's yelling. Like there's a. There he is. Kevin Lyle, ladies and gentlemen.
Kevin Lyle.
Look at it. God. Look at him. He's dressed like some kind of biker. What are you, a Hell's Angel now? When did this happen? No wonder there was so much noise accompanying your arrival. It's like the Harley's pulling up. Get over here. I'm not making fun of the... How dare you, sir? Get up here. Look how tall this guy is, too.
What's up, dude?
Hey, man. Kevin Lyle, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks. How y'all doing, guys?
Kevin is a very cool Star Wars artist. And he is with a new business. Is it a new business, Norse Legion? Tell us a little bit about Norse Legion.
It's about 2 years old. We design and make Star Wars jewelry. And I like doing Star Wars stuff, and I hope you like what I make.
Yeah. So for our raffle, we have 7 rings, cool Star Wars rings from Norse Legion and Kevin Lyle. So big
7 rings to rule them all.
Yes, 7 rings.
Yeah, it takes 7.
I just grabbed. He just said what he wanted, and I just grabbed a bunch of stuff, and it turned out to be 7. So I'm just like,
well, 7 is the number this year. Episode 7 coming out.
I think 2 of them are pendants. Actually, I got a Chewbacca pendant and a Darth Vader pendant.
Perfect. Well, it's all awesome. So thank you so much, Kevin, for coming to our party.
Thanks for having us up here, man. And good luck. You guys are doing really great. You know, your podcast and the stage hosting. You guys are awesome, man.
Oh, well, thank you. That means a lot coming from you, brother. Kevin Lyle, Star Wars artist.
Lyle.
You can catch Kevin in the first season of Comic Book Men on AMC. He was obviously a Star Wars expert, as we all are in this room. Who else? Who else is...
We got Chris Mocked. Is Chris here?
Where's Chris Mocked?
Where is Chris?
I know he's here. I've seen some of his posse. Oh, there he comes. I hear it. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard him a lot of times on Rebel Force Radio over the years. He's the director of The Force Among Us and The Force Within Us. That's easy for you to say.
He's ladies and gentlemen. He's like broken glass.
From Chicago, filmmaker. Chris Mocked.
He's surprised to see me.
Good to see you. Good to see you.
Good to see you, brother.
I was not expecting to hear my name called by you out there, man.
Well, yeah, that's what we do. But we wanted to thank you for you've donated some DVDs and shirts
I
to
did,
our.
I did, yes, yes. And hey, I know a lot of you guys have come up to me tonight, and you've complimented my work, and I really, really appreciate your support for getting the Force Among Us and the Force Within Us. It means the world to me. So.
Yes. Big round of applause.
Cheers, man. Cheers.
Thank you, Chris Mott. And also Rebel Force Radio. You know those guys. They've donated some of those coffee mugs and T-shirts.
They arrived intact.
That's nice. So crazy. It's like, I put them in my luggage, and I checked the luggage, and every mug came through without even a single crack in it. So I'm pretty proud. Thank you, American Airlines, and all the guys who work in the underbelly of the aircraft. And who else has given us a lot of good stuff?
That's it.
That's it, baby.
That's all of them.
So, yeah. Hey, you guys are so great to support us. All of our shows. We introduced the show back in, I think it was September 2013. And it's turned out to be a huge hit on our network. It's hosted by, hosted the digital stage, David W. Collins. Yeah. That guy.
Hey,
come
there
on.
He is.
David's in the house.
Was he eating?
We'd like
paint?
To bring him up here, ladies and gentlemen, from Star Wars Oxygen.
David
W. Collins.
You're just giving me the mic?
Yeah, well, you know, I think you know what to do with
very
it.
Often.
How you guys doing? You guys ready for four amazing days of Star Wars? Or I guess this, including tonight, that's five amazing days of Star Wars. How are you guys feeling?
Started yet?
You guys ready? You got everything done? Rehearsals today?
Yeah.
How about yourself?
Jimmy put at least 20-25 minutes into prep for the 4 days.
Right.
We're ready.
So how's everything at the digital stage?
Oh, it's good. We've got, speaking of Star Wars Oxygen, if any of you are familiar with that podcast, we've got a panel tomorrow at 2 o'clock, if you listen to the show, a panel completely inspired by Rebel Force Radio and Star Wars Oxygen, the restored cues of The Empire Strikes Back, taking the music that was omitted from the film. We've put it back in the Blu-ray copy, 5.1 surround sound on the digital stage. You get to experience what could have been.
There you go. You don't want to miss that.
Yeah.
That's going to be incredible. And that all comes out of conversations me and David had on Star Wars Oxygen. So you've heard it before. Now you get to see it.
Yeah, you get to see it. We've got Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah.
Friday morning. You guys. Oh, you guys. It's... You guys. Of course, everything going on tomorrow. What else? Rebels Season 2.
Rebels Season
got.
2, yep.
Anyway, how many of you guys going to the premiere Saturday? Rebels Season 2? Yeah, hey. Awesome. What else? We got so much other stuff.
Well, we got a little something called Smuggler's Bounty where you...
True.
Play a pretty important role in that.
That's what I've heard. Some people say.
Crashed any planes lately?
No.
Was it too soon? I'm sorry. No,
I was more upset about
fine.
The plane.
He's fine.
I was more upset about the plane than I was my hip, you know. But, yeah, so that's on Saturday, 1 o'clock on the celebration stage, the main stage.
The big stage.
With Jimmy Mack.
Yeah, right.
Who
he's
is
pushing buttons.
He's pushing. Well, he has just killed it on the design side, by the way. All the sounds.
Yep.
Yeah, you're working pretty hard on that.
Yeah, up until now. Still putting it together, but...
Well, now it's time to party, so that doesn't count.
Yeah. I finally tore myself away from the sound design to come to this bash.
Speaking of coming to this bash, my beautiful wife, Lauren, is here for the first time with the Syracuse. They right there. So anyway,
look at Lauren.
She listens to the show a lot.
Ow!
And they are
just
a real Star Wars romance. You met because of Star Wars.
Lauren used to work at Reed, and we met here, well, not here, but at Celebration in Orlando in 2010. She was working for Reed, I was working for Lucasfilm, and the rest, as they say, is history. We didn't even do the speed dating. Well, I guess we did.
Well, you know what, man? We're so happy to have you back on the digital stage, and of course, every month on Rebel Force Radio.
Congratulations too on this. What is that? How many? What stage is it? Behind the scenes stage.
Behind the scenes stage.
Oh my God.
Right.
I was like the awesome stage. I wanted to call it the Rebel Force Radio stage. Is what I wanted to call it.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna
is
call
that what
it.
What it is?
That's what we're gonna call it.
I almost called it the RFR stage. I was like, wait, no, that's not what it's called. The Little Debbie stage. I can't remember. Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you and hello to everybody. We're going to grab something to eat, and
may
the force
David.
Be with you.
Thank you, David Collins. We love Star Wars Oxygen so much. David puts a ton of work into that every month, as you guys know. I mean, every episode, revelation after revelation. We've seen these films 500 times, but it takes a guy like you, David, to present it to us in a new light, so we appreciate and love
it. It has such a great title. Star Wars Oxygen.
Where did that title come from, I wonder? Who came up with that title?
Anybody remember?
Who? Who?
A wise man once said on our show that the music of John Williams was like the oxygen of the Star Wars universe. Who was that?
They said...
Hey, guys.
You guys are going to have to say it a little louder because I don't see him anywhere.
Yeah, Paul!
Where's Bateman? We want Paul Bateman. Somebody just ran out there. Who is that? Somebody's running out there to fetch us Paul Bateman. Here he is. Coming right up the front of the stage here. Paul Bateman's in the house from London.
There he is.
Our friend, Star Wars concept artist, protege of Mr. Ralph McQuarrie, Paul Bateman. Hey, Paul.
I'm tired. 11-hour flight. Ugh.
So you came up with the term Star Wars Oxygen to describe the music of John Williams.
I came up with that because I thought one day somebody who can present podcasts better than me will need a name that really is, you know, quality.
Well, it worked.
Yeah. So.
And then something else that works is every month you join us for Star Wars Influences, where we talk about anything and everything that influenced the vision of Star Wars that we see on the silver screen.
That's right. Yeah, and every week we intend to sort of talk about something a bit more interesting than I actually do talk about.
Oh, bollocks. Am I allowed to say that on a family podcast?
I'm always impressed when anybody even tunes in or understands a word that I'm saying, because I know, like, even in London, people are kind of going, what? You know, but like when you come to America, everybody's like, what was that? What? So, yeah, amazed.
Well, we all speak the same language, and that language is Star Wars. And you certainly are very fluent in that language. So thank you, as always, Paul.
Does that go?
That's it. You're out of here, pal.
Bye.
Paul Bateman.
Part of the A-team.
From London. Speaking of London and England, the U.K., We like to give UK fans a voice on Rebel Force Radio, and we like to include our friends from Jedi News in on the fun. So now, for now, I'd like to bring them, if we could tear them away from the bar, or as they call it, a pub, or whatever they call. But from Jedi News and Radio 1138, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. James Burns and Mr. Mark Newbold. Where's
there
Mark?
They are.
Mark's holding the bar up there. Get Mark away from the bar, please. You can bring your beer up here. That's fine with me, sir. Hello, guys. Hey, James.
Hiya.
London calling!
London!
How you doing?
Mark Newbold.
That's me.
Yeah, and we're so happy to have you guys as members of the Rebel Force Radio family.
And we're so happy to be part of the team. It's what we always wanted. Family?
Family. Hey, that's what it's all about.
You know? It is a lot about family. I had heard earlier from James that tomorrow... When J.J. Abrams and Kathleen Kennedy run that little video thing that they're going to show tomorrow, that your boys are there in the U.K., and they're covering it for Jedi News.
Yep, they're covering it, and they're going to have a chat with Warwick Davis, who's hosting it in the U.K. in London. And, they're going to report that, and it's going to be amazing, absolutely amazing.
This news is truly worldwide. What we're going to hear tomorrow is significant for the entire world. It's amazing.
But the epicenter for Star Wars is here in Anaheim, California. And we're so happy that you guys could make the trip all the way from London to be here with us, Mark.
Pleasure, yeah.
What are you looking most forward to, Mark Newbold?
Well, the food's really good over here. So the beer's really good over here.
You do? You like the beer. Nobody from Europe ever comes to America and say they like American beer.
It's so different.
It's quaint. But we're glad you're enjoying the beer, of course, as we knew you would.
Actually, it's Heineken, so it's actually European beer, so that's probably explaining it. So, yeah.
That's why.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Radio 1138.
The Drunks!
And the. Coming soon to podcasts and saloons everywhere. And also James hosts the Star Wars Collector's Cast for us, too, which is an awesome show. I listen to that show when I'm doing maintenance on my Star Wars collection. And it keeps me going. It definitely does. It definitely does. And we got to keep going here, too.
What do we got? Who else we have?
What do we got?
Who's here?
Swank?
Oh, we got the girls.
Oh, how could I forget? Now we're going to class this place up. Because we're going to talk about a show that's really been a breakout hit for us. And we didn't know what it was going to basically add up to when we first had the idea for it. But we thought that fangirls needed a voice. You know, we give a voice to our buddies from
It's been a bit of a boys' club.
We give a voice to Star Wars fans everywhere, and I think it's pretty important that fangirls, the female fan has a voice. So everyone do a fangirl flail for our host of Fangirls Going Rogue. We got Trisha. Trisha,
they are here. All right.
Get over here, you guys. Why are you just standing there? See, we give them a podcast, and they still don't want to be seen in public.
It's just waving.
The lovely Trisha Barr, ladies and gentlemen. Fangirl going rogue, Trisha Barr. And get up here, Tink. Jedi Tink. Sarah's here.
All right.
Sarah obviously loves attention. She's the embodiment of her own character, Jedi Tink, who is a mixture of your typical Jedi warrior and Tinkerbell from... Where's Tinkerbell from? Peter Pan or something?
Disney.
Peter Pan! Peter Pan.
You need a couple of girls, Jim. Sweet.
So, but you guys look fabulous.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we were excited to come here and fangirl flail with all of you.
Yeah, so, yeah, does everybody know what a fangirl flail is? Can you demonstrate this for us? Ready? On the count of three, let's see a fangirl flail. One, two,
don't get hurt.
Three.
That's what they
That's the stuff.
And that's what you'll be doing tomorrow, right?
We will be doing it all week, but Saturday, 3 o'clock on the podcast stage.
Don't miss that.
We will be there giving stuff away and talking about being a fangirl.
And having a pajama party. So bring your jammy pants, bring your sleeping bags. Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
Well, ladies, I sleep all natural, so I will not be able to take part in this event. What a bunch of grumbles and murmurs that came out of the crowd when I said that. Oh, well, you know, whatever. Let your freak flag fly, I always say. But so that's great. The podcast stage is the place to be. You guys are the voice of female Star Wars fans. Do you realize that? They're spellbound.
We try to, and we appreciate. I got a text, and Jimmy Mack said, "So have you been bitten by the podcasting bug?" And that was how Fangirls Going Rogue got started. And we appreciate the opportunity. It was the best thing that's ever happened to us.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you so much.
You guys have done so much to contribute to Star Wars fandom as well, so that's a huge compliment.
And if Trisha hadn't wanted to kill Luke Skywalker all those years ago, this never would have happened.
It may come true. You never know.
Oh, it may.
What?
What did you say? Wait, did you hear Tink?
I said, what?
What?
And you guys, Ultimate Star Wars is coming out on April 28th from DK Publishing, and I hope everyone will check it out and pick it up. So it is the book that defines Star Wars, movies, television shows, everything you need to know as a fan going forward. So,
All right. Thank you, Trisha and Tink from Fangirls Going Rogue.
Thank you, ladies.
And we miss our friend Teresa, too. Is she coming to Celebration?
She's on her way right now from the airport. I think she's landed already.
Teresa Delgado, also the Three's Company on Fangirls Going Rogue. So that's awesome. Yeah. All right, you guys, we'll be sure to check you out at the podcast stage on Saturday at 3.
Hey, thank you very much.
Radio 1138.
Look at the pants and the shoes. Look at this.
Oh, look at it. She's
all decked out like a female Han.
She looks great. I have to go out here just to look at you guys
because
you both look great. Okay. And hey, Radio 1138, when are you guys on the podcast stage? Tomorrow? At 5:30.
It's
5:30. 5:30. On the podcast stage tomorrow, 5:30. Do you guys see the podcast stage room? It's pretty cool. It's really cool. So that's our family. Of course, Kyle Newman. You guys love Kyle, right? Director of Fanboys?
Yep.
He, of course, is a very prominent member of our family, and he couldn't be here, but he sends everybody his regards and hopes you all come to see Smuggler's Bounty.
Yeah, you'll see him on Saturday.
That'll be Saturday at 1 o'clock on the celebration stage.
Yeah, he was all torn up about what to wear. He was.
Was it Kyle? He didn't?
Yeah.
Oh, he was torn up about what to wear, not if he came here, but...
No, for okay. Smuggler's Bounty.
Oh, for Smuggler's Bounty.
Yeah.
And so I just said, au natural. And murmur amongst yourselves,
murmur.
Please.
Right, and if you follow him on Instagram, you've seen that.
Ooh, scary. Okay, so as we said, our friends from Delray have contributed significantly to our raffle. And Eric Schoenweiss is a big friend of ours. I don't think he made it to the party either.
Is he not here?
I don't see Irish, but he also sends his regards.
His book showed up.
his book showed up, yeah. But he did not. But we strongly suggest you support.
Unless he's in one of those boxes.
Star Wars books. All right, let's bring up guys who make Star Wars celebrations and a lot of conventions very cool by their mere freaking presence. You guys, like us, have got to be huge supporters of the 501st. Am I right? Yes, the 501st Legion.
When we talk about how Lucasfilm over the years started to loosen up a little bit and let the fans have a little bit more ownership of the brand, of the franchise that we love, I really think we owe so much of that to the 501st. It was when George and the brass at Lucasfilm saw what the fans can contribute to charity and all the causes that they hold dear.
That's right.
That's when I think that the reins started to loose. Look at these. Look at this.
Captain Rex is here. Yes! We have
now it's
Imperial
a convention.
Royal Guard. And, of course, the backbone of the Empire, the Stormtrooper, the TK. Come on up here. Where's our guy? Here we are.
All right.
Come on up here, sir. Hi, guys. Please state your name.
Hi, I'm Chris from 501st Ireland Garrison.
From Ireland. Yes, yes. It's where my ancestors are from.
Sounds a little like Liam Neeson when he talks.
Massive.
Massive. You know, it's a...
massive hologram.
Oh, yeah, sure, you know. When they first asked me to come to Star Wars Celebration, you know, I was like, I really don't know. I've never done anything like that with the fans, you know. But then I started to think, well, you know, JJ's going to be there. Kathleen Kennedy's going to be there. This would be a perfect opportunity for my pitch. My pitch where we do a movie about my character, you know. You know, Qui-Gon. And we bring back Qui-Gon, you know, and he's a hologram. So we have him up on stage, he's a hologram, and you see right through him. It'd be revolutionary. Nobody's ever done this before. Excuse me, I have to take this phone call. I got a call here. I have to take it. You might notice my R2-D2 iPhone case here. Excuse me, 1 second. Hello. Please return my family. Or the retribution will be harsh and swift.
You know, sometimes you have to be angry, Neeson. But most of the time, I like to be friendly, Liam. And thank you all for coming out here tonight. We really appreciate seeing you.
So, that's not the real Irishman.
No, listen. A real Irishman cannot judge my Irish accent. He can't, because to him, it sounds perfectly normal. Okay? Yes, it's true.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give you that. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, so there's the Liam Neeson. I've offended a whole country full of Star Wars fans, not to mention this country here.
Yeah, most of them. Most
no. But yes, thank you so much for bringing the troopers here. I mean, it really gives the Star Wars flair to our event.
Yeah, absolutely. And in spite of your Liam Neeson impression, or no, is that because of? But in recognition of your Irish heritage, Jimmy Mack, we'd love to invite you to become an honorary member of the 501st Ireland Garrison.
Oh, yeah. With the plaque? With the plaque and everything. Come on. This is awesome. Check that out. Jimmy Mack McInerney, an honorary member of 501st Ireland Garrison. That is amazing. Thank you so much. Dude, I am so touched by that. Thank
you, welcome,
sir. Thank
welcome.
You. Thank you. And a t-shirt.
For you as well. Yeah. Well, this is just the beginning, Jimmy.
Oh, just the beginning. Oh, it's just the beginning, you know. Here we go. There we go. Look at that. 501st t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And a mug.
And a mug.
For when your Force Awakens.
And a mug for what? Wait, come here. What did you just say?
For when the Force Awakens, you need a cup of coffee.
Yeah, so of course. Okay, this is brilliant, man. What else you got?
And for you both.
Oh, patches. Got the patches.
We have our Garrison patch, and we have the 501st Ireland Garrison St. Patrick's Day patch.
Wow. This is I'm so touched by this. I can't tell you.
St. Patrick's Day. So much. That's where that pot of gold went.
You know, one of these days I'll make it to Ireland. I really will. I have to go. I was saying to Jason, because we went to Northern California last year, and I said, you know, it's just
I'm still car sick.
I said, you know, all these, the hills and the greenery, you know, it must be my Irish blood which attracts me to that sort of environment.
Definitely, definitely. You're welcome to come and join us at a Comic-Con anytime in Ireland.
At a pub.
Yeah, definitely the pub. But the Comic-Con leads to the pub. Oh. You go out, you troop all day and enjoy a good Guinness.
Oh, good Guinness. There's no such thing as bad, sir.
Outside of Ireland, yeah, there is.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's the... what is this?
What is this?
Poker Shop.
It's one
from PokerShop.com. Our Royal Guard here works for these guys, and they love to listen to Rebel Force Radio while they're doing their work. So they sent these to you guys as well.
Oh, that's very nice.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yes. But thank you very much for having us.
Oh, dude, thank you
thank
so
you
much.
Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All the way from Ireland.
Ireland Garrison, the 501st. Star Wars celebrations are not complete without them. Oh, you're taking them away? I kind of liked having them sitting here. You got Captain Rex here? See you, Captain Rex. I'm going to always wonder whatever happened to you.
Yeah.
We never heard, oh, Nux for Rex. That's cool. That only happens in Star Wars Celebration. I'm going to call my son tonight, and I'll be like, you know what I did today? I gave Captain Rex knuckles.
Knuckles.
So, but the 501st love doesn't end there. Because we got one of the top guys from the 501st Legion here with us. He is from Australia. There's a guy named Nick Bishop. Where's Nick? Come on.
Nick here?
I told Nick I wanted to say hi to him up here. Oh, boy.
Wait, you leave already?
Oh, you know, everything's just gone completely south here, Swank. All right, well, Nick is a great dude who does a lot of great things for the 501st. And unfortunately, he's not here now. Where'd he go? I know. You know what? Steven Stanton and his crew are gone, and he ran off with them, you know, knowing that they had cool things to do, probably.
But this is great.
So I think now's the time, right?
Is now the time?
All right.
Yes, now is the time.
You guys all came here to see a trailer, didn't you? Did you come to Orange County to see a Star Wars trailer?
Yeah.
You didn't know you were going to see it tonight, did you? Yeah.
Oh, no, go ahead. You've dug your own hole. You got to dig your way out of this one, pal.
Well.
Trailer, huh?
It's a trailer.
I'm pretty excited about
this. Star Wars is in it. It's a Star Wars trailer. Well, actually, it's a little bit more than that for us. This is sort of the beginning of the end of a journey for us in terms of the making of this film started several years ago, and a listener of ours for a great number of years decided that he wanted to sort of chronicle our adventures together. And so he started following us along on, just all kinds of things that have happened to us over the years, good things that have happened because of you all and the fact that you listen and you download the show and you email us, and you post on our Facebook page, and you retweet our tweets. All that stuff has contributed to this film, a documentary film about our podcasting adventures together in the Star Wars universe. And we've got a second trailer for this that we would like to show you tonight. The filmmaker is Sheldon Norton, and Sheldon is here.
That man right there.
Right here. With his son, Chase. And it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
What'd you do, hang a bed sheet back here? What's going on?
No, that's cool. That'll do.
I'm going to sleep with that tonight.
All right, so Sheldon, thank you so much.
It was either the screen or the chicken wings. That's what we got.
We debuted Sheldon's first long-length trailer at the previous celebration in Orlando in 2012. Sheldon has put together a new trailer, I don't know if I should call this a teaser or what, but it's pretty cool, and I think you guys are going to like it. So we turn down the lights here in this room. Me and Jason are going to clear our way off the stage, and we are going to watch the world premiere of the newest trailer for the documentary currently in production called When the Galaxy Listens. Check this out, folks.
The galaxy is listening.
In response to the chat, yes, faces for radio. That is quite correct, sir.
So anyway, is that what they said?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Darth.
Oh, nice.
Mr. Vader, I should say.
Right. We also want to welcome our good friends at StarWars.com into the world of podcasting.
Yes.
Well, yeah. See, now that they have their own, they'd be slumming to come on here, so... So we may never get them on, but make sure you check that out. We want more content from the folks over there at StarWars.com.
Absolutely.
They have some great interviews.
But don't be too, don't be too excited about it. They sit high up on top of that mountain, and they don't know what it's like down here.
Presidio.
It's not that.
We're not quite that mainstream yet.
No, not quite yet.
Our humble forest.
Oh, that's fine with me.
Okay, so we're doing the commentary this week to release on May the 4th. May the 4th, I will be in LA recording stuff for the following week. And that Wednesday, we'll do a recap of all the events that went down for the 30th anniversary screening. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And there's talk that George Lucas might be there, awesome. Harrison, Mark, Carrie. I know there's going to be a bunch of actors from the Clone Wars there, so it's going to be great to reunite with those guys. It's going to be a long day today, Sheldon.
They really started a scene. They set a whole group of fans on fire to do all of this talking. Because that's what we love to do. Doing PR on Jason and Jimmy's show, it was just a regular part of our day at Lucasfilm.
Kind of like a grand experiment, podcasting, social media, the way things have changed. We interact on a very different level, and they're definitely a big part of that.
And they've really inspired and influenced a lot of people.
Whether you're talking about fan casts or you're talking about something that the BBC is putting out, I don't think there's anybody out there that's doing anything that touches them.
I don't know if Fanboys ever would have came out. The support that I got from the Force cast gave me the energy and the drive to finish it.
We say, by the fans, for the fans. This is really one true success story.
This exploded way beyond what I anticipated.
I remember sitting out on our deck with the two of them, and I was just like, what? What are you doing this for? You're going to have like 5 people listening to you. I was obviously wrong.
All right. The hero's journey of Jason and Jimmy Mack.
I don't know, they said ship the stars, but you were afraid to go. All your life you stared at the setting suns. You just wanted to find a place where you belong. Now you got your own show, Rebel Force Radio.
Jason,
you didn't want to leave your home in Ohio. Jimmy, you didn't want to leave your farm in Chicago. You can't stop the sun from setting on the sound. Now fans from all around tune in to what you found somewhere. We all want to go, Rebel Rebel Force Radio.
Get back on.
Now you've got your own show, Rebel Force Radio. Woo.
Thank you.
Bring it down.
Audio eternity, broadcast economy, crash-proofed arteries, dreams for reality. Each laugh is golden, freeze-frame the motion. Grease in the ocean, we're here in the moment. Everyone's an atom in a quantum and mechanic planet. Rusty tattered dream, cantina station, wearing a laws in it. Taking off from terra firma, you are now aware and further, leaving everything you've ever known. All your life you stared at the setting sun. You just wanted to find a place where you belong. Now you've got your own show, Rebel Force Radio.
Thank you. Better audio than sound system.
Somewhere we all want to go, Rebel Force Radio.
One more time.
Now you've got your own show, Rebel Force Radio.
I'm feeling the force of all living things.
It's Din from the Souls with Rebel Force Radio. Stick around here for a second, my man. So Din is a professional musician. Oh, yeah, I like that too. That, yeah. Din is a professional musician from the Toronto area. And that song you just heard, Rebel Force Radio, actually gets radio airplay in Toronto. Can you believe it? So we're really thrilled with the success Din has been having. And keep an eye on this guy. This guy's a talented musician. And we're lucky to have him as a Rebel Force Radio listener and friend of the show. So another big round of applause for Din from the Soul.
Well, we all have an amazing 4 days ahead of us. We've got a lot of work to do. You and I.
We've got a lot of work to do, but it's going to be nothing but nonstop fun. And we hope we can share it with you guys at the behind-the-scenes stage all weekend long. And, of course, don't miss Smuggler's Bounty, which is going to be one of the huge highlights of this entire weekend. You guys are going to really enjoy what we have in store for
please,
you.
Please, come by the behind-the-scenes stage. We'll be there for the next 4 days. So please stop by, say hi, and check out some of the amazing guests that we're going to have for you. So please help us celebrate Star Wars Celebration. Thank you all so very much.
You know, keep that applause going because I want to give a big round of applause for this guy standing right here. He's a friend of the show. He is the guy who put this entire bash together. He's our good friend Josh Stoll.
Oh, Josh.
From the... There he is. Come on up here. You know him as Jedi Schwa. Thank you, Josh. We love you so much, man.
I love it.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming. This was a great night. This is all because you guys give us so much support and, you know, just make us feel like we're doing something special here.
Yes.
We are doing something special.
Yeah, and we couldn't do it without you, Josh, and without you, Din, and without all of you guys. Because it's you guys that make us come back week after week. So thank you, Josh. Thank you to your lovely wife, Sandra. We're Stuart Tullis. He's here. Shaz Bazaar. He's awesome, and he's done so much great stuff for us as well.
It's amazing. These guys, these names, these handles, the real names, they go back almost 9 years.
Wow.
Star Wars podcasting. And I remember when, like my wife said in that video, we didn't know anybody was going to listen. We didn't care at that time if anyone was going to listen. We just wanted to sit around and talk Star Wars.
Yes.
And 9 years later, well, a few people have picked up on it.
And we're so happy you're here to celebrate the wars with us. Say it loud and say it proud. We've seen Star Wars 500 times. And we're going to watch it 500 more times. thank you again so much. Everybody, enjoy Star Wars Celebration Anaheim.
Thank you all very much. We'll see you next time. And remember, the Force will be with you.
Always.
Okay, one more time. One more time. A place. A place we all want to go. One, two, three, four.
Place we all.